And the construction is going on. And this man, Mr. Lord, from England, he's getting more active. And he's about 50-year-old gentleman who was the manager of a big club in London. So he had been associating with the devotees in London, and they suggested he come to India and help manage our restaurant and guest house. Mm. So he was the aide-de-camp of the Viceroy of India when he was
Remember
a young
I
man.
Remember I told you about him, Srila Prabhupada?
So he knows a little Hindi. He has a very distinguished...
Which Viceroy?
The last Viceroy.
Mountbatten.
And he's very diplomatic in dealing with people. And when he meets with the Indians, I mean, they immediately respect him, just like in the old days. So I think he'll be a very good personality to have in the restaurant and guest house. People will be happy to meet him. He's tall, he has a nice British accent, and he's following our regulative principles. Mm. He's a devotee.
I met him at Bhaktivedanta Manor, Srila Prabhupada, when we were there. Mm. He came a couple of times. Very nice gentleman. He's working without any salary. Simply he asked for a room, and he wants to devote his life. Real gentleman. He's more British than any Britisher I've ever met.
Well,
he's about, I think, 60 years old now. And when he was a young man of 20, he was the aide-de-camp of the Viceroy. And I think he was also the secretary to the governor of Punjab when it was under the British.
Hmm. He met with Gandhi and all of these other leaders. Hmm.
And then just after I left, I mean before that I spoke to Gopal Krishna, and he was arranging for Mahamsa Swami and Mr. Pula Reddy to meet the President of India, to invite him to be the chief guest, because Mr. Pula Reddy of Hyderabad knows the present President.
Huh.
And then, so far as the publicity for the opening, we felt that we should actually fix up the chief guest first. Because if some big person like the president comes, then that will be an important part of the wording of the invitation and the other publicity.
Finishing?
Construction?
Well, the building was not finished. I think that, I mean, the inside of the temple and the theater and the restaurant and lobby of the guest house and many of the guest rooms will be ready. But the marble work on the domes was very behind schedule. So when I was there, only about 10 or 15% of the marble on the three big domes was up, and the of course the three domes at the entrance were almost ready. So the three main domes could be finished by the time of the opening, but there will be marble work that has to go on after the opening.
When the date is being fixed?
Well, we fixed it for January 1st and begin the ceremonies on December 29th, which is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's disappearance day. And the ceremonies begin a few days before the actual installation of the deities. So those ceremonies or yajñas, those will begin on Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's disappearance day, which is December 29th, in about 6 or 7 weeks. And then a few days later, on January 1st, which is the English New Year's Day and Sunday, that will be the actual installation ceremony. And thousands of people will be coming. And we also discussed that there should be, you know, very opulent prasad distribution. And, you know, different arrangements for receiving the people, and kirtan and darshan and festival activities.
Still work is going on.
Yes. Actually, on the date that we were planning to open on Dasera, nothing was actually ready. Even the things that we were sure would be ready. But I feel, you know, even if some things are not ready this time, most of the things will be. But there has to be some final date. Otherwise, it will never end.
Brahmins?
Before Yasodhanandan Swami left, he had written the Brahmins that the new date was going to be January 1st. And I spoke to Yasodhanandan Swami's assistant, Smarahari, and he was not sure whether the Brahmins had confirmed this. So he was going to write them today and ask them to confirm that January 1st was all right. But he received a letter from Yasodhanandan Swami saying that Yasodhanandan Swami would be coming December 26th. So, I mean, he's definitely planning to be there in time. And at the time that we postponed the last opening, the Brahmin said that, you know, whenever we want to have the opening, they are always ready to come. So it seems that they should be able to come on January, you know, 28th or 29th to begin the ceremonies.
The Brahmin must be fixed.
Yeah. So he said he would write today, and this evening I'll confirm it that he wrote and sent that letter. And then within a week we should actually get the confirmation. Otherwise they're very eager to do this, and you know, the only thing would be the date. So this afternoon, we're planning to execute the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust and also the amendment to your will. So Vishwambar Prabhu and I are supposed to go to Mathura now to meet the registrar and some other people. So is it all right if I go now?